beginning of the second perek in Tzachim, the big sugya in the beginning talks about the various isuri hanor. We have certain things in the Torah that are asa b'hanor. Starts off as an isa hanor. Hegdish is asa b'hanor. A person can be magdish a table, it can be magdish a sefer. It has nothing to do with isuri achila. Avodizar is asa b'hanor. Also, avodizar asa b'hanor. A person bows down to a shtender, bows down to an idol. It's not macholos asuris. It starts off as an isa hanor. Then you have on the other side some things are asa b'achila and muta b'hanor. Nevela, utrefe, and behemet meya is asa b'achila and muta b'hanor. Then you have the category of macholos asuris, which are asa b'hanor, namely orlo klai akera. Those are basically the only two that we're really 100% convinced about. Orlo klai akera, ma rasa b'achila asa b'hanor. Everything else is a machlekes. Chometz b'pesach is a machlekes hatanai. Rabbi Yosef Glili gets all upset. He screams at the Tanaim, what are you talking about? Since when is chometz asa b'hanor? Gets all excited. Chav gimel amam. Tamei al atzmech, chometz asa b'hanor kol shimei. He doesn't agree. Basa b'chalav is a machlekes hatanaim. In the end of kol abas, whether it's asa b'hanor. We pass in chometz is asa b'hanor. We pass in basa b'chalav is asa b'hanor. Giran Rosh is Vaita Machlekes Hatanaim. Anchor Beisam and Aleph with its Osabano. Chulam Bazar is Anchor Beisam and Aleph. Everybody agrees Osabano, but they argue whether it's an Issa Derais or an Issa Derabon. So you have some things are Osabano starts off as an Issa Hano, has nothing to do with an Issa Achila. Other things are Osab Achila Mutabano. And then you have a category of Macholos Asuras that are Osab Achila and Osabano. There's a famous Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel on the base that's known as the Nekuda HaNifloa. That's the way the translator translated it in the Arabic. The Rambam wrote that he has an interesting point over here. The Rambam has in a few places in the Pirush HaMishnayos. He uses that expression. That's not the only place. But this is the famous Nekuda HaNifloa that's quoted in the Yoredeya, the Dogma of Vav, and others quoted in Simin Pei Zayin in Hilchas Basa B'chola. The Rambam distinguishes between Hegdish and Avodah Zarah, which start off as an Issa Hanor, as opposed to Orlo Klei Akerem and Basa B'chalav, that starts off as Macholos Asurais and includes an Issa Hanor. So he makes the following distinction. He's bothered with a Kasha, Tosis Kasha. The Rambam is bothered with Tosis Kasha. The Mishnah increases there on Yud Gimel on base, where the Mishnah talks about Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, and there are exceptions to the rule when the Issa Sheini Yischal. So one of the exceptions to the rule is if the second Issa is an Issa Moisif, if it adds a new dimension of Issa which didn't exist before. So the Mishnah gives an example. You have a live animal. So the chaylev in the animal as it's walking around, the chaylev is asa b'achila and muta b'hanor. Then when you magdish the whole animal, so the whole thing becomes hegdish, so hegdish has a new dimension of isuri hanor. So if somebody will eat the chaylev of that animal, so he'll get twice malkas. He'll get malkas because it's chaylev. And all chaylev of any chulin dike animal is also machil. Get a second times malchus because of the iser of kodesh. So you see that isa hanor is chal on top of isa machila because the isa hanor is an isa moiser, has something new that wasn't there at all before. If you have an isa achila chal on top of another isa achila, so isa achila on top of an isa achila is an isa chal al isa. The second isa isn't adding any new dimension of an isa. So the Rambam is bothered with Tosis Kasha. There is a Gemara in Perikol Abasa and Chulin where the Gemara talks about a person is cooking chaylev with cholov. Chaylev is flesh. Flesh you get chaylev from an animal. And he cooks the chaylev in cholov. So there is no Issa Bishul on chaylev. So if he cooks chaylev a cholov, that's regular basa b'cholov. So for sure he gets malchus. For cooking cholov a chaylev, he gets malchus. But shaylev, he eats it. What's the din if he eats the chalav that he cooked in the chalav? So the Gemara says the rule is ain isa chal al isa, so there isn't going to be twice malchus, there'll only be the first malchus because of the isa chalav. So Tosis and the Rambam are bothered with the kasha, but we pass on the halacha that basa b'chalav is asa b'hanor and chalav is muta b'hanor. Whenever you have an isa hanor, chal on top of an isa achila, so that's isa moisif, that's the Mishnah increases, that should be an isa moisif. So why does the Gemara consider this a plain case of ein isa chal al isa? Mavashal chalav v'chelav. There's only loika on the bishul, but he's not loika on the achila twice. On the achila, he's only loika once. Mitam chelav. Why don't you say that isa chal al isa yidei isa moisif? Since the second isa has a new dimension of isa hanov. So the Rambam gives his fantastic answer. The Rambam says that there's a fundamental difference between the isa hanov of hegdish as opposed to the isa hanov of basa b'cholav. The Issa Hanah of Hegdish starts off as an Issa Hanah. It doesn't start off as an Issa Achila. If you Magdish furniture, it has an Issa Kodesh on it. So if you Magdish a Behema, it doesn't start off as an Issa. It doesn't have to start off as an Issa Achila. It starts off as an Issa Hanah. So Issa Hanah Achal on top of Issa Achila is an Issa Moisif. Masheni came Basa Becholov. The Issa Hanah Basa Becholov is Betoris Macholos Asuris. We have a whole list of Macholos Asuris. Half of them are Mutta, some of them are Mutta Banoa, some of them are Rasa Banoa. And from those that are Rasa Banoa, so the Mishnah in the end of Temuri divides it further. Those Isuri Achila, those Macholos Asuris that are Rasa Banoa, some of them are Nisrafim, some of them are Nigbar. Some of them are Nisrafim is a mitzvah to burn it. Or like Kerem is a mitzvah to burn it. Chametz Bepesach is a Machlekes Hatanoim, whether Davke Mitzvah Se Bisreifo or Hash Besos Se Bechol Dobe, the first Mishnah of Alephim and Aleph. And it's a machlekes in Bali Ateisus, machlekes in Rishonim, how to paskin, whether you should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rabbanon, because the Stam Mishnah there in the end of Temura is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein Bi'er Chometz Ela B'Sreif. So you have the listing of Macholos Asuris that have an Issa Hanah. So the Rambam explains, Basa Becholov has an Issa Hanah, but Torah is Macholos Asuris. First it has to be Chal, an Issa Rachila on it. Then after I declare, oh, it's Basa Becholov has an Issa Rachila, so I say, not only does Basa B'cholav have an Issa Achila, it also has within an Issa Hanah. But the Issa Achila of the Basa B'cholav can't be chal. You can't get the first base over here. Because I say, ain't Issa chal al Issa. The Issa Achila, the Chalav already, if you cook in Chalav B'cholav, so the Chalav already has an Issa Achila. So the Issa Achila of Basa B'cholav cannot be chal on top of the Issa Achila of Chalav. So mainly you don't get to declare that that the Issa Hanah is going to be, the Issa Hanah should be an Issa chal al Issa. That's the famous point that the Rambam makes, to distinguish between the two types of Isuri Hanah. The Issa Hanah of Hegdish, that's what he's talking about, or Avodah Zarah, he doesn't mention Hegdish, Avodah Zarah starts off as an Issa Hanah. Masheni came to Issa Hanah, Basa B'cholov, and all the other Isuri Hanah, Chometz B'Pesach, and Orlok, Le'akam, and so on, has to start off as Macholos Asuris, has to start off as an Isra Achila. The Rambam has in another context, another difference halacha lemaisa between these two types of Isuri Hanah. There is a machlekes, the Rambam and everybody else, on all of these macholos asuris that are also manor, let's say orlok, lakerem, chametz bepesach, basa becholov, does one only get malchus if you eat it, or do you even get malchus if you get hanah? So the Rambam's opinion is that there's no malchus on hanah, there's only malchus on achila. And many other Rishonim disagree. Many other Rishonim disagree. So the Rambam writes that there's no Malkus on Hanoah. He writes it in a few places. He writes it, if you look in Hilchas Macholos Asuris, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chodeis, and other places also, he says there's no Malkus on Hanoah. But in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he says if somebody gets Hanoah from Avodah Zarah, there is Malkus. If someone will get Hanoah from Hegdish, there will be Malkus. Why? So the Pashtus is because What motivates the Rambam to say that there's no Malkus on Isuri Hanah? Me'ezetam. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? So there's a famous Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Macholos Asuris. I think it's in Perek Yudalet, I didn't look it up. So the Magen Mishnah, the literal words of the Magen Mishnah are that when you have Macholos Asuris that are Roy Lachila, and you can either eat it or get some other Hanah from it, so the main Hanah is the eating, and the other Hanoahs are side Hanoahs. So any other Hanoah will not be loika because that shaloka derech Hanoah. Because since the thing is roi l'achila, so that's the main Hanoah is the achila, and any other Hanoah shaloka derech Hanoah. That's the literal words of the Magen Mishnah. The Pashtus is that it's very difficult. The Gemara later has the sugi of shaloka derech Hanoah, that it's only an Issa derabbanon. If someone gets Hanoah from Issa Hanoah, shaloka derech Hanoah. So the Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Kloy HaKerim, and one is Basa B'cholov. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, that if you eat Basa B'cholov, Shaloka Derech Achilosoi, if you get Hanoah from Basa B'cholov, Shaloka Derech Hanoosoi, or you get Hanoah from Kloy HaKerim, Shaloka Derech Hanoosoi, it will be an Issa Deraisa. But the Rambam writes explicitly that there's no Malkus even if you get Hanoah from Basa B'cholov. The Rambam is mefurish like that. There's no Malkus on Hanoah from Basa B'cholov. So according to the simple reading of the Magen Mishnah, that the reason why there's no Malkus on Hanoah and Isur Hanoah is because since the thing is Royal Achila, so getting any Hanoah other than Achila constitutes Shalek Kederach Hanoah Asoi, But by Basa B'cholim Shloka Derech HaNasa is an Issa Deraisa. So why shouldn't there be Malkus? So it's usually assumed not the way the Magen Mishnah says. Maybe we shouldn't take the Magen Mishnah literally. Whatever, however you deal with the Magen Mishnah is a different issue. But it's usually assumed that the Rambam meant something else. The Rambam has in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has his 14, the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvah has the 14 Sharoshim, the 14 Klolim that determine whether something deserves to be counted as a mitzvah or not, and what should be counted as one mitzvah, what should be counted as many mitzvahs. So Shoresh Tes is one of the more famous Sharoshim in the Rambam, that the Rambam discusses Kefala Mitzvah, what if a lav is written many times in the Torah? It repeats the exact same thing many times. And what if you have one pasuk that has many levels of interpretation? The opposite from Kefala lav. Kefala lav, the exact same thing written many times. Let's say the Gemara says, Ochol putisa loika arban, mala loika chomesh, tzira loika shesh. If you eat certain non-kosher fish, Rabbi Tendler always says it's over. Eat tuna fish, you get six times Malkus. Okay, you get many times Malkus. And so there's a big debate in the Rishonim. Where did all these Malkus come from? Why do you get six times Malkus on a tuna fish? So Rashi and most of the Rishonim, except for the Ram, they all say, because it says so many times the exact same thing, don't eat sherets amayim, don't eat sherets amayim, don't eat sherets amayim, don't eat a sherets, don't eat a sherets. The exact same thing repeated, so you get many times Malkus. That's all the Goyim and Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban, everybody. And the Rambam stands out alone. The Rambam says no. And a kefal alav, the exact same thing, says the same thing twice. That's no reason to get many times Malkus. You only get once Malkus for that. The Gemara says that on this tuna fish you get six times Malkus. No, the Rambam says if it swims, it's a sheretz hamayim, and if it flies, it's a sheretz ha'if, and if it crawls, it's a sheretz ha'oretz. So this fish, it swims and it dances and it knows how to play piano. Every kind of a thing is another lav. And if it's spontaneously generated, that's another lav, a separate lav. And the Rambam says, don't tell me no such thing as spontaneous generation. Whoever says that does know the ABC of science. That's what the Rambam writes. Okay. So the Rambam says, if you have a kefal lav, you have the same lav repeated many times, you only get once Malkus. And this sheretz that the Gemara says, you get six times Malkus because it's six different shrutzim in one. A sheretz ha'if is one Malkus, sheretz ha'mayim is another Malkus, sheretz ha'oret is another Malkus. Sheretz HaMasava Meha Sirchon is another Malkus. That's how the Rambam says. So in that Shorish test, when he talks about the Kefla Lavim, he talks about the opposite kind of a case. You have one Pasuk that has five prohibitions included. So do you get many times Malkus? If you violate any one of the five, you get Malkus or not? So the Rambam develops a theme of Iker Alav, what's Pshuto Shel Mikra, and what's also included in the Pasuk. It's a Tosis later also has like that. And Chav Dalad Amin Aleph, the second Tosis from the top, quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz, where he talks about Lav Shem B'Cholal, he said the same as the Rambam. When you have a Pasuk in Chumash that has several levels of interpretation, one of them is Gifi Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the others are additional interpretations that the Torah Shebaal Peh has on that Pasuk. So we say, there's only Malkus on the Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's the Ikar Alav. The rest, the Rambam calls Alav Tofel. It's also included. The Torah Shebaal Peh says that too is included in the law. But that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. How do we establish who gets Malkus for violating an Aveira? So the Gemara says it's based on the Smuchim. In Mishnah Torah, Chumash Dvarim, Darshan Smuchim. So you have two Psukim, one next to the other. In Parshas Kiseitz, I think. So the one Pasuk says, V'hoyo and Birakos HaRosha. If someone is a Rosha, he deserves Malkus. Then the next Pasuk says, L'saksim Shabbadisha. So the Gemara says, whatever is a lav dumi, the lav dechasima, whatever is similar to l'safs m'shabedisha gets malchus. Whatever not similar to l'safs m'shabedisha is ain't a locus. So first of all, l'safs m'shabedisha is written in Chumash. If you have a lav that's not written in Chumash, you know something to the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam writes that, or lo b'chutz l'oretz, it's halacha l'moshe m'sina, said there can't be any malchus. It's not written in Chumash at all. The Gemara says, in order to be dumi, the lav dechasima, has to be dumi the lav dechasima, the nature of the maisa haver, has to be a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and not a lav shenita lasaras misas bezin, not a lav anitik les, that's the nature of the avera. Then has to be dumi the lav dechasima, the way it's written in the chumash. It has to be loy, sachsam shabidisha, loy sachel or something, or hisham pen vial is the equivalent. But if it's a lav abo mechlal asay, the way it's written, the signon haksiva in the chumash is not similar to the way it's written, lasachsam shabidisha, so there's no malchus. So the Rambam has, what if you have a lav that doesn't appear at all in Chumash? It's only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, or L'B'chutz L'Oretz. The Rambam says on that there's no Malkus. So the Rambam says over here in Shorish Tes, very long Shorish, because he has to prove his point about the Kefal Alav, and then about the Lav Tafel also. So he says, if you have a pasuk, he says the same as Rav Lezer Mimitzvah. If you have one pasuk in Chumash that has more than one interpretation, so whatever is pshuto shel mikra, that's zumi the lav dachasima. Lav dachasima, it says what it means. It means what it says, and that's all. Lo sachs mishar b'disha. So if you have any lav in the Chumash, so the pshuto shel mikra is zumi the lav dachasima. Whatever is an additional level of interpretation, true, it's emes and it's a anisa deraisa, but it's not zumi the lo sachs mishar b'disha. So the Rambam says ein aloike. So that's what the Rambam distinguishes between the two types of Yisuri Hano. He says, by Avodah Zarah, you have a pasuk le'yidbak b'yotchem yomim arachem Avodah Zarah z'asabano. So that's what it says, z'asabano. By Hegdish, you have a pasuk. Hegdish is a question where the pasuk is, but there is four different opinions. Where is the pasuk? Where is the lava moil b'hegdish? But there are psukim, there is a makom chumish that Hegdish is z'asabano. So the Torah says it's z'asabano, so you get Malkus. By the Macholos Asuras, by all of these, the Orlok, Kle Akerem, the Chomis, the Basa B'cholov, all the other Yisurah, no, the Pasuk says that it's also B'achila. And then we figure out a drosha, some kind of a drosha or another, Chizkiah, Rababo, whatever, we're going to figure out a whole sugya that included in the Yisurah Achila is also an Yisurah Hanoh, but that's not explicit, that's not Mufurish Bikro. So that's the Pashtus, what the Rambam means to say, that on these Yisurah Hanoh, Yirein aloike, not the way the Magen Mishnah wrote that it should look at derech hanosam. Should look at derech hanosam by kloy akerem and basa becholim is deraisa. So that can't be the reason why there's no malchus, because every time you have something that's roi lachila and it's awesome hanosam, the ikar hanos is achila, and every other form of hanos should look at derech hanosam. But by basa becholim and kloy akerem should look at derech hanosam is anisa deraisa. Why is there no malchus? The answer, that's not the word. It's like the Rambam wrote in the Nekuda Niflor. The Iker Issa really is Issa Achila. The Hanoah is also included in the Issa Achila. The Hanoah is a Toitzo. First you have to label it as Macholos Asuras. This Macholos Asuras is also Asabano. So the Rambam says that in such a case there's no Malkus. That's a Lav Tofel. It's interesting, the other Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, just on this point before we go further, the Rambam, you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos LeRambam, he lists off all of the loisesen. So he has the Lav, Kuf Pei Vav, Kuf Pei Zayin. He only quotes two of the three. It says three times Lois Vashal Gdiba Chalev Imad. So Rashi made famous that the opinion of that Tana, that one pasuk goes on Bishul, one pasuk goes on Achila, one pasuk goes on Hano. So the Rambam only counts two Lav, he doesn't count three. He counts one Lav on Bishul and one lav and achila v'hanoa together. He doesn't hold that hanoa is a separate lav. He holds the iser is achila, and an extension of the iser achila is that it's also asa b'hanoa, like he wrote in the Nekuda Niflor. That's what he was talking about, basa b'cholov. So the Rambam is consistent. The Ramban in the Hasogis to the Sefer HaMitzvah on Shoresh Sheni, the Rambam has the 14 Shoroshim that guide him in determining what should be included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what not. So the Rambam writes in Shoresh Rishon, whatever is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanon is not included. Because the Gemara's lashon is, Taryag mitzvah is nemar lo l'Moshe misina. So the mitzvahs of the Rabbanon were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then he has Shoresh Sheni, he's only going to include in the Minyan HaMitzvahs things that are pshutu shal mikra Torah Shebechzav. Whatever is only Torah Shebalpeh doesn't belong in the listing of the Taryag mitzvah. So the Ramban goes to town and he's very upset about that. So the Ramban says, what's wrong with the drushes of the Torah Shebalpeh? What do you think, the rabbis made it up? All the drushes of the Torah Shebalpeh, they really dinim deraisa. So why don't they deserve to be included in the Minyan HaMitzvah? Okay. So there the Ramban, when he's pouring out his whole attack against the Rambam on the Torah Shebalpeh, so he complains against the Rambam, why by Basa B'cholov, the Rambam says that there's no Malkus on Hano. He thinks that there should be Malkus on Hano, because the whole thing is just the drush of the Torah Shebalpeh. He says, no, there should be Malkus on Achila. There should be Malkus al Hanoah. So I remember when Rav Soloveitchik was running through briefly that Ramban, he was wondering, he said, you got to check to find out, does the Ramban generally agree with the Rambam that there's no Malkus al Hanoah? He's just disagreeing with Basa B'cholov, because he holds that there are three psukim. It says, Lo Sabashok Diba Chaleidimot, three times. So one goes on Achila, one goes on Hanoah. So maybe he's only disagreeing over there. But by Orlok, Le'akerim, and Chometz B'Pesach, maybe the Ramban agrees with the Rambam that there's taka no Malkus and Hano. He's only disagreeing with Basa B'cholov, or he just quote mentioning Basa B'cholov as a dugma, and he really means to disagree with all. It's a little unclear. You got to check the other Ramban. You got to see what the Ramban has in other places. Anyway, this, according to those Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, the Pashtas, many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, they hold that there is Malkus on Isuri Hanoah. So there is a famous discussion. Everybody knows it from Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega has this discussion in the Tshuvas, and the Tzlachan, the Mesichta Amsochem has it. And really the Meiri and the Dorim, Adaf Lama Dalin, has this discussion. How much, what's the shear for Malkus for Isuri Hanoah? The shear for Malkus for Isuri Achilimino is Kazayis, Machlekes Hatanoim. In Makkus, Elohin Aloik, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shuhul Malkus. Lama Kazayis, Elohin Korban Belvad. We pass like the Chachamim, that true Chatzi Shear is awesome in HaTorah, but there's no Malkus. You only get Malkus if you eat a Kazayis. So if you assume that there is Malkus Al Hanoah, how much Hanoah do you have to get? You say the Shear Hanoah is Shavu Pruta. Why should the Shear Hanoah be Shavu Pruta? Because the Mishnah says in Me'ilah that if a person is Nenem and Ahegdash, so the whole parsha of Me'ilah only sets in if he got the Hanoah Shavu Pruta's worth. So should we pattern, should we establish the din by all Yisuri Hanoah that violate the Shear Bishleimuso? Shouldn't just be a Chatzi Shear. In order to get Malkus for Hanoah, shouldn't just be a Chatzi Shear of Hanoah. You need a Shavu Pruta's worth of Hanoah. Or maybe you should say has nothing to do. But by Me'ilah it's a different din. By Me'ilah, the Nesiva says like that. Me'ilah is basically a din of Gezel Hegdish. Maybe there the Shear Shavu Pruta fits in. But by other Yisuri Hanoah, why should it be Shavu Pruta? So some Achronim want to say maybe it should be Kazayis. And others disagree. So that Tzlach, the Prima Gorim, they raise such a possibility. Maybe we should distinguish between the two types of Isuri Hanoah. Hegdash and Avodah Zarah, where the Isa Hanoah begins with an Isa Hanoah, so you can't say it has anything to do with Kazayis. Someone is Magdash a Sefer, and someone gets Hanoah from the Sefer. Someone is Magdash a Shtender. He gets Hanoah. So how can you say Shir Kazayis? Kazayis doesn't apply. It's not a food item. By the Macholos Hasuris, which are also Hanoah also, so there it makes sense possibly to say that the Shir should be Kazayis. You have to get Hanoah from a Kazayis worth of the food. So that's a suggestion that the Tzlach has Amsochem on this perk. Maybe this will be a distinction between the two categories of Isuri Hanoah. If it starts off as an Isur Hanoah, it has nothing to do with Isuri Achila, like Avodah Zarah, like Hegdish. You can't say the shear is Kazayis. Maybe the shear is Shavu Pruta. Maybe there's no shear at all. Masha'eni came and again to those Yisrei Hanoah, which flow from in the Macholos Asuras, starts as Macholos Asuras. So maybe the shear will be Kazayis. The Gemara gives you the explanation. Gemara later in the Sugya has the din of Shaloi Kederach Hanoah Asai. So the Gemara gives the explanation why is it that by Kloy HaKerem and by Basa B'cholov there's an Isser Deraisa even Shaloka Derech HaNosam, because the Chumash didn't formulate the Isser in a Loshon of Achila. By Orlo it says a Loshon which other Yisuri HaNoah? Which are the other Yisuri HaNoah? Chometz bePesach, let's say Chometz bePesach. So the lashon of the Chumash is you're not allowed to eat the Chometz bePesach. Or by Giranoshe, if you hold the Giranoshe is also Manoah, those who hold like that. So the lashon of Pasuk is that you're not allowed to Akel lo yochel b'nei Yisrael is Giranoshe. So whenever you have an Issa where the Chumash uses the lashon Achila, and we darshan through the Torah Shabbat Peh that also included is an Issa Hanoah, so then the Gemara says the Issa Hanoah will only be an Issa Deraisa if you get Hanoah Kederach Hanoah. Shaloi Kederach Hanoah will only be an Issa Derabbanan. That's what we assume. But by Kloy HaKerem and by Basa B'cholav, where the Torah doesn't use a Loshon Achila, so then even Shaloi Kederach Hanoah will also be an Issa Deraisa. That's the Gemara. What is the Bira in that Gemara? So the Pashtus, the Gemara is driving at the following. Gemara means to say that Achila is a specific Maisa Mesuyam. Achila doesn't just mean I succeed in getting the food in my stomach. If you have a tube and you put the food through a feeding tube, that's not called Achila. That's Mutar Anyam Kippur. It's Mutar by Macholos Asuras. If you have Isuri Hanoah, if you're going to push in Basa B'cholov, and the person will be Nizon from Basa B'cholov, so he's violating the Isa Hanoah. But you can't say he's in violation of the Isur Achila. If the food goes into the stomach and gives him, let's say you put it intravenous, so the person is getting the nourishment from the food, but the food didn't go down the throat. So if it doesn't go down the Beis HaBliya, so by definition, that's not called an Isar Achila. So Achila has a specific delineated Maisa Mesuyim that's labeled as Achila. So there when the Torah has an Isar Hanoah also, so you can say that the Hanoah is only Aser if it's a certain form of Hanoah, only if it's Kederach Hanoah. Just like by the Achila, it has to be a certain specific Nusach, a certain Maisa Mesuyim. So by Hanoah, there is no specific, there are a million and one different ways to get Hanoah. And every generation, they're developing new ways of getting Hanoah from Olam Hazeh. Well, they're getting Hanoah from wood, from everything in the world you can get Hanoah from. So how can you say it has to be a specific form of Hanoah? So when the Torah prohibits Macholas Asuris and it's also Bahanoah also, so then we have it in, Hanoah is only Asam in Torah if it's Kederach Hanoah. But if you have, let's say, Hegder Shir Avodah Zorah, it doesn't start off as Isuri Achila Bechlal. The Pashto says, Avodah Zorah can be on a piece of stone, and Hegdish can be on a piece of wood. And it doesn't have to start off as Macholos Asuris. So there, how can you say that the Hanoah has to be Dafke Kederach Hanosam? The Pashto says, even Shalok Kederach Hanosam will be an Isa Deraisa. That's what Tosis writes in Avodah Zorah, and you'd base on a base. Tosis makes such a suggestion, that if by Orlo, if by Kloy HaKerem, by Basa B'chola, where it is Macholos Asuris, And nonetheless, since the Lashon Achila doesn't appear in Chumash, L'ksiv be'achila, the Gemara says. So therefore we say the Yisr HaNoah is derais, even Shalok HaDerach HaNoasam. Certainly more so, Tosis writes in Avodah Zorah Yudbeis, certainly more so, by an Yisr HaNoah, where it has nothing to do with Macholos Asuris. It starts off as an Yisr HaNoah, goes on stones and on wood. It doesn't have to be a food item, Bechlal. So therefore, sure, it should be awesome and atar, even Shalok HaDerach HaNoasam. That's what Tosis writes there in Avodah Zorah. The Tosis here in Psochem and Chavov and Aleph, the Mamaschal Shani Hechol, it starts off not so. It's a problem with Tosis. Tosis is talking about Hegdish, and they start off by quoting the Rashi, and they assume that Shalok Derech HaNosam is Mutter Menatorah by Me'ila BeHegdish. How can it be? It has nothing to do with Achila, Alpi Pashna, has nothing to do. The Isa Me'ila BeHegdish, they're talking about getting Hanoah from the structure, from the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The building is not Roel Achila. Has nothing to do with Macholos Asuris. It has mamish. It should be a Kal V'chomer from Kloy HaKerem from Basa B'cholim. Basa B'cholim and Kloy HaKerem is an Isar Achila, and still because Lashon Achila doesn't appear in the Chumash, the Gemara says the Isar Hanoah has to be even Shalok HaDerech Hanosam. So over here, where Bechalal has nothing to do with an Isar Achila, should certainly be also even Shalok HaDerech Hanosam. So that's a problem. It's a stira. It seems to be two different opinions. The Tosis and Avodah Zorah. And the Tosis in Avodah Zorah is talking about Avodah Zorah. And Tosis over here in Psochim is talking about the Hegdish. But Hatzad HaShavish HaBem is, the Tzad HaShavish is not that it has to do with religion. Avodah Zorah is not a religion. But the Tzad HaShavish HaBem is that you have an Isar HaNoah that's not rooted in Macholos Asuris. It doesn't start from an Isar Achila. So it should be a Kal V'chomer from Basa B'cholim and Kloy HaKerem. That it should be Asar even Shalok HaDerech HaNoah. There is a fascinating issue that was raised by the Ragachover. He always has something fascinating to contribute. He has a run in the end of the run on the riff in the end of Avodah Zorah quotes a Ravid. It's a little unclear what the Ravid is driving at. So the Ragachover gives his interpretation of the Ravid. So he says that the Rash has a comment on Mishnah's Tvul Yom that the concept of Tam Ki Iker only applies with respect to Macholos Asuris. You're talking about eating it. So if you're eating it, Macholos Asuris, we eat. Tam Ki Iker means you have an Iser, something is treif, a little chaza shmaltz fell into soup, or fell into your kugel. And the kugel tastes better because of the chaza shmaltz. You can taste different, tastes better, whatever. Nice and tam l'shvach. So that's called Tam Ki Iker, despite the fact that it's less than 50% of the taruvus, and really you should have said that it's batel b'roiv. So the Allah of Tam Ki Iker says that it's still treif. Either prevents the beetle from taking effect, or it's a new Issa, whatever the story is, they say Tam Ki Iker that it's awesome. But Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply if you're not talking about a concept of Yisra Achila. If you're not discussing Yisra Achila, so you can't apply the principle of Tam Ki Iker. So the Rash there is talking about Kabbalah's Tuma. That if you have a little Shemen Shal Tuma got mixed into some pudding, Hamikveh Shal Chulin, you have a pudding of Chulin, the Hashem and Shal Truma got mixed in, and really it should be bottled beroy, but it's nice and tam. So then a Tvul Yom is going to touch it. So will you say the Tvul Yom is tohar for chulin, but he passels Truma? So if the Tvul Yom is going to touch the mikvah, will he passel it? So the Mishnah says he will passel a Truma. So So the Gemara has a whole discussion in Nazir, why does he passel a truma? Why don't you say that the Shemesh al truma should be bottled beroid? So the Rishonim all ask, what do you mean bottled beroid? But it's tam kiker, it's nice and tam. So why does the Gemara think that they have a problem? So the Rashi on Tvil Yom explains why the Gemara thought it was a problem. Because you're talking about Kabbalah's tum, you're not talking about the person eating it. With respect to eating it, then the rule sets in that tam kiker, if you're eating it, at the time that you're eating it, you can taste the flavor of the Shemesh al Truma in the mikveh, in the whole pudding. So then I apply the principle of tam kiker. But here you're talking about a Tvil Yom, an Adam Tomei was tevel in the mikveh, so Tvil Yom didn't have Harav Shemesh yet, and he touches this mixture, he touches the top of the pudding. So you're going to say over here that tam kiker, and therefore the Tvil Yom passels the Truma. What tam kiker, when tam kiker? No one's eating it. He touched it, he didn't eat it. He's not going to eat it now. Tam kiker only applies when you're eating. So the Ragat Shava has an Iluya Sha'infa. He says, if you have, let's say, Basa B'cholava, Kloi HaKer, Machamitz B'Pesach, something that's Asa B'Achil, Asa B'Ano, gets mixed into soup, or gets mixed into the kugel. And if you'll taste it, it'll have Tam Kiker. You'll be able to taste the flavor. So you're not allowed to eat it because we say Tam Kiker. What about getting Hano? With respect to getting Hano, you're not eating it. So what Shaykh to say Tam Kiker? There is no Nesinus Tam. So he suggests the possibility that maybe we should say when you have Macholos Asuras that are Asa B'Hano and they fall into a Taruvis and they should have been bottled B'Roy, but the Tam Kiker prevents it from being bottled B'Roy. The Tam Kiker only applies Mikra Adin Deraisa vis-a-vis Achila. Vis-a-vis Hanoah, that's okay. The Hanoah aspect Shabbat will be bottled B'Roy. So he interprets, the Ragat Shem interprets that that's what the Ravid is driving at. The Ran on the Rif in the end of Avodah Zarah, quote in the last parak of Avodah Zarah, quotes a little bit enigmatic statement of the Ravid. So the Ragat Shem thinks that's what he's driving at. It's usually assumed not like that, because we assume that the Yisa Hanoah of the Macholas Asus, that Rasa Manoah, the Chomet, the Basa Becholov, the Kloya Kerem, the Orlo, the Yisa Hanoah is an extension of the Yisa Achila. So since with respect to Achila we would say Tam Ki Iker, if you would be eating the whole mixture, the whole Taruvis, you would taste the flavor of the Yisa, so then you do apply Tam Ki Iker. So even if the fellow's not interested in tasting it at all, you're not allowed to get Hanoah. Anything that's also b'achila mitam tam kiker is memela is also b'Hanoah as well. The Yisra Hanoah tags along with the Yisra Achila. So you can still say, if the Torah says tam kiker with respect to the Yisra Achila, so the Yisra Hanoah of all of these, the Rambam didn't, even by Basav Chalav, the Rambam doesn't count the Yisra Hanoah as a separate law. He considers it as a chelek of the lav. It's a lav tofil included in the lav of the Yisra Achila. So once you declare that this has an Yisra Achila, Yisra Esse, Yisra Loisese, however you'll slice it, has an Yisra Achila, so that Yisra Achila carries with it an Yisra Hano. That's what most assume, not like the Ravid. The Ragat Shava has this entertaining Ravid. It's an interesting idea that you'll be able to split, that you'll only apply Tam Ki Iker vis-a-vis the Yisra Achila, but not vis-a-vis the Yisra Hano. And most of the Rishonim would assume not so. They would say, once you say Tam Kiker, it has an Yisra Achila, so the Yisra Hanoah follows automatically. That's what the Nekud in the floor said. First you have to declare that it has an Yisra Achila. Once it has an Yisra Achila, then the Yisra Hanoah goes along. So it's a lav tofel to the Yisra Achila. The Gemara on Amid Beis, on Chofal Amid Beis, has a discussion. How do you know the Chometz, that we, Paschal Chometz, the Pesach, is also B'Hanoah? Rabbi Yisraeli says, he never heard of such a thing. He challenges the other time, Tomei al Atzmecha, how can you say such a wild idea? Never heard of such a thing. The Chametz B'Pesach is Asabana. But all the Tanoim accept this din, the Chametz B'Pesach is Asabana. So the Gemara has the Machlokes, how do you know? So the Gemara has one of the Mekoris is that it says, by Nevela, Kedach Shepard Loch Akosa B'Nevela. It says, by Nevela, Lagera Shebeshrecha Titnana Bachola, O Mochola Nochri. So Rab Meir says, it's lav davke, give it to a ger toishav, or sell it to a nochri. Echad ger toishav, echad nochri, beim mechira, beim nesina, it's all the same thing. The pasuk means to say that nevela is muta b'hano. Why do I need, sir? The Gemara says on Rab Meir, why do I need a pasuk to say that nevela is muta b'hano? Mehecha teisa. where would you have had the idea? Where does the Svarach Hitzayne come from that you would think the Nevela should be Asama? No? So from that parsha it would appear, from the parsha of Nevela, the Rameir requires Adrashit to tell me, a pasuk to tell me, that it's Mutamano, it would appear that the rule is like Rabbi Bo says, that Kamokim Shenema Leyochel Asach Lelesach, Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Noah Bimashma. That's what it would appear from the Gemara. So from the Gemara it would appear that if I have something, I have Basa B'cholov, and it's Asa B'Hanoa, we pass Kim Basa B'cholov is Asa B'Hanoa, Chomiz B'Pesach is Asa B'Hanoa. So Asa B'Hanoa doesn't only mean if I rub it into my body, if I apply it on the body, if I sell it and I get money for it, that's also a violation of Isuri Hanoa, D'Araisa. If that's only a violation of Isuri Hanoa, mid the Rabbanon, so how did Reb Meir, how do you prove in the Pasuk that Nevela is Mutar B'Hanoa? Maybe Nevela is Taka Asa B'Hanoa. Maybe that hanor doesn't count, selling or giving it to the Ger Toshev, that hanor doesn't count. He's not getting hanor from the Guf Shel Dovah. I'm giving it to Ger Toshev, he's going to be Market Toiva, he's going to give me back a favor someday in the future. I'm selling it to the Nochi, he gives me money instead. So for the Gemara, it would appear that that constitutes an Isa hanor deraisa. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. There is a Sefer on Kiddushin, an anonymous Rishon, I don't think it was written anonymously, but they lost the first page of the manuscript. It was known as the Shita Lo No Delemi on Kiddushin. So Nun Vav Amabes, he quotes the Pirush Aram that selling Isuri Hanoa and getting paid money for it is not, he says that it's Mutter. He says it's Mutter. It sounds like Halacha Maisa it's Mutter. Even with the Rabbanon it's Mutter. So the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva where he interprets that there's a Ramban in Avodah Zarah like that. It's very surprising. Rabbi Chalap's cousin put out this the edition that I have, the Shita Lo Dalamin. It was put out by Rav Nissen Zaks. So he writes a Oris on the bottom of the page. He said, never heard of anybody holds like the Shita Lo Dalamin. Never heard. It's a famous. The Chasam Sefer has a famous tshuva where he didn't have a Shita Lo Dalamin. He claims that this is a Ramban in Avodah Zarah that the Ran quotes. He interprets this in the Ramban. So the Shita Lo No Delemi himself asks, how can anyone maintain such an opinion? See, the Chasam Sofer claims this is the Shita's Ramban, but he says according to the Ramban, it's an Issa de Rabbanon. It's Mutam and Ator, it's only Osam de Rabbanon. Isuri Hanoah, the Issa Hanoah, the rice is only violated if you get Hanoah from the Guf Adover, you rub it into the body, or I'm sitting on Isuri Hanoah. I get Hanoah directly, but if I sell Isuri Hanoah and I get money in exchange, and then I use the money, so that's not a violation. Taking money and spending the money, that per se is not a violation deraisa of Isuri Hanoah. So the way it says in the Shita Lo No Delemi, he says it's Heta Gomer. There isn't even an Issa de Rabbanon. The way the Chasam Sofer interpreted it in the Shita Saramban, so he said, he interprets in the Ramban that that's an Issa de Rabbanon. It's not an Issa deraisa. So, but I'll call upon him, the Shita Lo No Delemi, that's the Kasha. How can it be? But the Gemara Chofalef Amabez derives that Nevela is Mutar B'Hanoah from the fact, according to Rameh, from the fact that the Pasuk has to be Matir, Mechira, in the Sina to the Ger Toshav and to the Nochri. What do you mean has to be Matir? Even if it's also B'Hanoah Min HaTorah, that doesn't count. That's not a violation of Isuri HaHanoah Min HaTorah. So don't you see from the whole gist of the Gemara against this Shita? That's the Shita Dondalad Mi Es Takasha. And the Chasam Sofer Es Takasha against his interpretation of the Ramban Shita in the last parak in Avodah Zarah. So yes, that kashuls. So the Chasam Sofer has a famous answer to defend this position. He says the haychocha from the pasuk that is muta b'hanoa is not from the etzem din, not from the fact that the chumash says you're allowed to sell it to the nochem. That doesn't prove anything. Even if it be basa b'cholov deraisa and it would be chametz b'pesach, he sell it to the nochri. There's no biblical violation of isuri hanoa. He says the ray is from the verb that the chumash writes o mochor la nochri. It says a loshen mechira, and if it would have been isuri hanoa deraisa, mechira wouldn't be chal. Why not? Because that's a gemara in Bava Kama and daf mem heyem beis. The gemara says the shara niskal before gemar din is still muta b'hanoa. After gemar din becomes asa b'hanoa. So the gemara says before gemar din, even though it looks like another 3 minutes, the judge is going to bang down the gavel, is going to make a gemar din that the shara niskal is asa b'hanoa, but he didn't bang the gavel down. He didn't say it's asa b'hanoa yet. So it's still muta b'hanoa. So the gemara says mechor or machor. If the owner of the shara sells it, so the sale is valid. But after Gemar Din, it's also b'hanoah, so the Gemara says, Mechora ain't a mocher. So you see from the Gemara, for some reason or another, however you understand it, that there's no mechira on Isuri Hanoah. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. So that's what the Chasam Sofer explains over here. He says, the hechocha from Rav Meir's Shita is not so much from the fact that it's mutter to sell it to the Nochri and mutter to give it to the Ger Toshav. Even if Nevela would have been Osa Bahanom in Atara, it would have also been mutter to give it. He says the Hachacha is from the choice of this verb. It says on Mocher La Nochri Titneno, you do an Asina or you sell it. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama that you can't sell Yisrano. Kinyonim are not chal. Either it's in a Shaloy, in a Bishuso, however you slice it. So that was the Hechoch. That's the famous Chasam Sofer's interpretation. And Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He says, the Pasuk isn't needed to tell me that it's Mutar Banor, Mehechetesa. Why would I have thought that it's also Banor? He says, no, the Pasuk, he doesn't say like Rabbi Meir, that it's mutter both to sell and to give to a nochre, and mutter to sell and to give to a ger toishav. It's only dvarim kichsav in the way it says. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yudah, how do you know the principle of Rabbi Abu? So here there's a strange Rashi. Rashi writes on dvarim kichsavam, only the way it says in the Chumash, lo yitenanu lenochri v'lo yimkerenu leger toishav. So that's very strange. Lo yitenanu lenochri, that's what it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes this Braisa, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says, Dvarim kichsavam, that you're not allowed to give a matana to the Nochri. That's the implication, that's the mashmas of this pasuk. And where is the lav? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Lo sechonim. A pasuk in Chumash Dvarim Lo sechonim. And the Gemara has three levels of interpretation. We accept all the three levels that they're all in Issa deraisa. Lo sechonim means you're not allowed to give matnas chinam, Miloshim chinam. You're not allowed to give a gift to a Nochri. That's number one. The Gemara says that's like Rabbi Yudah says over here. Dvarim kichsavam, to give a matnas chinam is osa. The Gemara says another interpretation. Lo sechonim miloshen chein. Lo yisu chein b'yeinechem. You're not allowed to praise a nochri. What a good looking nochri he is. What a good worker he is. What a good football player he is. What a good book he wrote. What a good professor he is. What a good politician. Whatever. You're not allowed to praise a nochri. Miloshen chein. And the third interpretation is miloshen chanoya. Lo yisitnam chanoya b'karka. That you're not allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael to an ochre. So we paskin la'alocha, all three are in Issa deraisa, lo sechonim, all three. So the Gemara says there that lav lo sechonim, the lav is based on the assumption that you hold like Rabbi Yudah. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, so he says, echad leger toishav, vechad lenocher beim emechir beim benesina. You're permitted to give a matans chinam to the nochri. So we hold like Rabbi Yudah, that dvarim kichsavim. But Dvarim Tichsavim doesn't mean, like Rashi says over here, you're not allowed to sell to a Ger Toshav. What's the Avera to sell Nevela to a Ger Toshav? What's wrong? It's only an Avera one direction. You're not allowed to give a Matana to the Nochri. Rameyah says everything is Labdavka. Echad Ger Toshav, Echad Nochri, Bein Menesina, Bein Memechira. Rabbi Yudah says, no, one of them is Osa. He doesn't say they're both Osa. He says the Nesina, the Matanschinim to the Nochri is Osa. That's Loisachonim. But he never said, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf. Rabbi Yudah only said one is us and not the other. So Mustama, the Rashi is probably a little bit lavdavki. It doesn't mean Dvarim Kichsovim to sell to the Ger Toshav is us. Why? I have $10,000 worth of nevela. I have to give it a matona to the Ger Toshav. I can't afford so much charity. A Ger Toshav is a mitzvah l'achyosa if he needs my parnasa, if he needs a matona, if he's richer than I am. So why is it mitzvah l'achyosa? Why is it a mitzvah l'achyosa? The Pashup Shat, the Pirish Amilis, you should know, Mitzvah L'Hachyosa means, like it says, V'chei Achich Imach, to give tzedakah. It doesn't mean Pikuach Nefesh. It's a Kal V'Chaymer. If it's a mitzvah to give him tzedakah, it's certainly a mitzvah to save his life. But it does mean that Pikuach Nefesh, some have misunderstood the line in the Gemara. They say Mitzvah L'Hachyosa means that Pikuach Nefesh, Avigir Toshav is Deche Shabbos. They claim the such a Ramban. One of the rabbis printed such a letter to the editor, and one of the... Not really. I don't know all the Torah, but in Sefer HaMitzvah, see the... Don't know. The simple reading of the Ramban is just saying over the Gemara that it's a mitzvah l'achyosa to give tzedakah and a kavachayim, but to save the life of the ger toisha. But he says, bikoch nefesh, that's for a ger and for a Yisrael. He says, by the ger and a Yisrael, it's a mitzvah, bikoch nefesh is doicha. But I don't think so. Some of the Rabbanim wrote like this, and that's why they wrote such a chiddush that mitzvah. The Ramban understood mitzvah l'achyosa means that it's pikuach nefesh of a ger toshav is dechah shams. Very questionable. Okay. Is such a Ramban a chumash?
Hear them saying the lashon in the mitzvah seish shacharav.
Yeah.
Like in the Franklin language. Und wenn wir kochen, habe ich eh doch.